Observation, noun. In science, this means gaining knowledge about anything around you through your senses. For instance, you could observe the smell of cheese coming from the school cafeteria and figure out that there's going to be pizza for lunch. I had to know what was inside the mystery box. Outside the science lab, a snowblower roared. The room filled with chatter. Everyone was whispering about the box sitting on a table in the middle of the room. "I'm going to peek," I whispered. Bertie Bott, my very best friend, jumped in front of me.
"Don't even think about it, Kate."
But... The box was wrapped in shiny tinfoil like a present. Only instead of a bow, there was a giant red question mark made of construction paper.
"Ms. Daly is right there."
Bertie pointed to our after-school science club advisor, who stood at the doorway welcoming kids. I bit my fingernails. "I hate waiting."
"I know."
Bertie smiled and her brown eyes crinkled. She knew me so well.
"Here."
Bertie dug into her flower-covered backpack and handed me a caramel apple granola bar. It was my favorite.
"Here."
I unzipped a front compartment in my backpack and yanked out a bag of trail mix with M&Ms and sunflower seeds.
"I love those," said Bertie in a hushed voice.
"I know." Now it was my turn to smile. That's when Ms. Daly marched to the front of the class. She glanced up at the clock. 3:15 exactly. She's a retired Air Force flight engineer and always starts on time. She says you can't keep fighter pilots waiting. Of course, we weren't pilots. We were students at Rosalind Franklin Elementary School, which is named for Dr. Rosalind Franklin, one of the greatest chemists of all time. Science is extra, extra special at our school, which is just fine by me. Ms. Daly clapped her hands.
"Okay, folks, it's mystery box time."
A bunch of kids made happy shrieks, and I whooped.
"We're going to work on your abilities to observe using your senses," continued Ms. Daly. "Give me some words to describe this box."
"It's got six sides," said Elijah Williams,
who's one of my closest friends and also my next-door neighbor.
"It's a cube," I said. "It's very pretty," added Bertie.
"That might be true, but that's how you feel about it," admitted Ms. Daly. "Give me a pure observation."
Bertie's blush spread to her ears.
"It's silver," she murmured.
"And shiny," I exclaimed.
"And all taped up so we can't see what's inside,"
groaned Stephen McPhee, a fourth grader wearing a basketball shirt.
"Perfect."
Ms. Daly grabbed a yellow pad. On it, she had written facts in black ink.
"In science, we stick to facts. For example, we know that the moon has had enough to eat when it's full."
For a minute, nobody said anything. And then a few kids like me started grinning when we realized it was just her typical corny humor.
"Facts are observations about the world," continued Ms. Daly. "Like that your heart pumps blood, the sun comes out during the day, and there are 7 beakers sitting on my desk."
"And today is Friday, November 28th, our weekly science club meeting," I called out.
"I think science is the best thing in the entire world. That's not an observation. It's a feeling. And it's a really good one."
"That's a fact, Kate," said Ms. Daly. "So, in addition to shape, we can pay attention to texture and sound."
She gently shook the box.
"And smell."
Tilting his chin, Mamito Alvarez sniffed.